To Abraham, God said, Father of faith. When we look at his life, we see the promise was made 25 years ago. And if we look with our own understanding, if after the promise was made, 1 year after the promise, if he got a son or had a child, then we would say, yes, he is father of faith. But God is showing us that Abraham, what God said to him, what God promised him, was manifested 25 years after. God did not call to Joshua, Samuel, David, so many other great believers, but to no one God said that he is father of faith. So what is the point? The point is that at the time of disappointment, God wants someone that has hope, the one who will confess hope. When we have disappointment, we confess disappointment. When we look at the circumstances and when we think according to that, when we confess according to that, then our mind is disappointed. And then we confess the disappointment. And then at the time of disappointment, if you confess disappointment, that's the fruit you're going to eat, because that is what will be manifested. So at the time of disappointment, you have hope. Our God is a God of hope. He is there to give us every good thing. Give us blessings. So whatever point of your life you have any disappointment, the people who will confess hope at that time. Then they are walking on the same path as Abraham. So this is the belief. If everything is great, everything is good, then there is no need to believe. If everything is positive, everything is good, but when in your life you have a circumstance, there's a storm, and at the time of storm, what comes out of your mouth? Disappointment, words of disappointment, or words of hope? When Jesus Christ was in the boat, he was sleeping, there was a great storm, and his disciples, they were afraid, and they were speaking words of disappointment. We are going to die, the storm is going to destroy us. And they woke up Jesus Christ at the time of this circumstance, great storm and such crazy waves. They can hear the wind roaring, but Jesus Christ's focus was something else. He was very positive, heavenly thought, words of hope. The circumstance was true, was really bad, and they were confessing the circumstance. Yes, we're going to sink, we're going to die. According to the world, according to the five senses, they are speaking this truth. Oh, Jesus Christ, wake up, we're going to die. So much fear. And Jesus Christ said to them, why are you confessing that? Why are you afraid? Why are you saying this, that we're going to die? He told them, this is not right. We are safe. We are good. And he was not scared of the storm. Instead, he said, be still. And in a second or half a second, it was calm. So at the time of disappointment, at the time of circumstance, bad circumstance, in our life, there are going to be different things that we are going to face. The devil, he wants to feed you those things. So at that time, what do we confess? At the time of disappointment, the devil will create such a circumstance. So at that time, what comes out of your mouth? Many years passed for Abraham. And even at that time, he confessed hope. And to that, God is saying, Father of faith. And what is faith? In Hebrews, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So this is what Abraham practiced. And his mind, his heart was towards God. And he was focused on God. And then you can practice this. If you're not focused on God, then you're not going to have that strength. Abraham was always looking to God and glorified God. God, you are the one to do. The one who has promised me, you are going to fulfill this promise. After the promise, he didn't say, oh, I am going to do this myself with my own hard work. If he did it by himself, then he would be disappointed. He would give up and be tired. Even to do works of God, they say, yes, I want to work for God. I want to do. Then they work with their own strength. And we have to save everyone. And with their own hard work, they will go here, they will go there, they will teach, they will heal. But with their own effort, they try. And at some point, you are going to face disappointment. So here God is showing us that at the time of disappointment, Abraham kept hope because he didn't get weak in faith. He didn't look at the circumstance. If you focus on the circumstance, you're going to be weak in faith. He was strong in faith. Because he kept his mind and his eyes to God. So if your mind is towards God, then your confession will also be confession of hope. Who is going to build that up in you? God is going to. Jesus Christ also, he was focused on God. So the storm, he didn't see the storm. But the disciples, they focused on the storm. So they were disappointment and fear. They confessed fear. The disciples and Jesus Christ, two groups. Jesus Christ's focus was God. Jesus Christ also had eyes. He can hear. And for him also, God was spirit. So he couldn't see God. And the disciples couldn't see God. But both parties looked at different things. Disciples looked at the five senses. Jesus Christ looked at God. So confessed hope. And disciples, they just confessed what they saw. And so they were weak in faith. They were ready to give up. If Jesus Christ was not there, then they would have sunk. But Jesus Christ was with them. And his mind towards God, his focus towards God, and God gave him the mind and showed him to confess hope. Abraham, for 25 years, if with his own effort he tried, he could not have confessed words of hope, because there are people who are against. Someone could have said, oh, it's been 5 years, still no result. You said your father many nations. You said so many things to us. You even changed your name. You said that God changed your name. But the neighbors could have said different things. Oh, he's just changing his name by himself. And this is what he's telling us. He's just lying. God didn't tell him to change his name. How is it possible? He's so old. Or even 5 years after, 10 years after. So how can he be strong in hope? Why he was strong? Because he was focused on God. And that's why God was always encouraging him. Yes, this is God's task. God is showing him. And one day, surely, what God has promised, he fulfills. He is capable. 25 years went by and it was manifested. If Abraham was weak and didn't believe, then Jesus Christ would not have come. And the devil would have won. If Abraham gave up in 10 years, oh, what is this? What is God? This is not right. And was against God. Everyone has blessing. Everyone is doing good. Why things are not happening for me? Many people can say, oh, maybe you're not doing things, something right. Oh, you don't have a child. Maybe there's something wrong in your life. Fix that in your life. Some people will say different things, but he never focused on what people said. Always his mind was towards God. And he believed that, really, God promised this to me. This is truth. This is not a lie. This is not a story. So he was always just focused and his mind was towards God. So even it took 25 years, he was strong in faith. And Jesus Christ came from that. And we got the benefit. And so God gave Abraham another name, Father of Faith. Not to Moses, not to David, not to Samuel, not to Joshua, Elijah, or Elisha. He didn't call them that, but to Abraham. So we also put our minds and focus towards God with good heart. We go to God with great humility, constantly. So even at the time of disappointment, we will have hope. And God will constantly keep you strong and fruitful.